You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. This next piece is a collaboration with our friends at Oakland Voices, a project where East Oakland residents tell the stories of their own neighborhoods. For some Oaklanders who live and work near the remains of the Ghost Ship Warehouse, where 36 people died in a fire in December, trying to push past grief is difficult. Reclaiming a sense of normalcy is in the presence of what feels like a mass gravesite at the heart of their neighborhood.
You know, this tragedy was very reminiscent of 9/11 in a smaller way to me, for the Bay Area, for Oakland. It was very much like that.
Oakland Voices correspondent Kat Ferreira lives near the remains of the Ghost Ship. She brings us this story about how a new mural helps some neighbors process the tragedy and move on.
It's spring, and my neighborhood is humming with all the usual day-to-day hustle. Cars and buses rumble down Potholed International Boulevard towards Fruitvale Avenue. Old men sell paletas out of their sidewalk push carts, and brave crossing guards stop traffic to help kids get to school. If you didn't know any better, you might think everyone forgot about what happened here 4 months ago. But some nights I look out my back door and I can still see the tall billows of angry smoke as clearly as I did on December 2nd. Today, the blackened shell of the Ghost Ship Warehouse still stands, stretching above its chain-link fence and makeshift memorials like an open wound too big for its bandage. Al Garcia works across the street at Reed Supply, a bustling mom-and-pop appliance store located on Fruitvale Avenue.
I think a lot of people here are just numb from the fact that it happened so close. It hasn't gone away. It's just like it happened yesterday. I was here the night of the fire. It to me, it's just no different than it was the night of the fire. I live it daily.
Reed Supply has been a fixture in the Fruitvale neighborhood since 1956. An Oakland native, Al has worked at the shop for 42 years.
Hi. I'm good. How are you? What's going on?
I'm interested in the washing machine.
And do I get a warranty?
30 days automatic.
30 days automatic. Okay.
I'm not opposed to the building. I grew up here, you know, and it was a dairy then, and then we used to play in there as kids. To me, that building brings back good memories to me, as a childhood and what have you, but you know, I'm just opposed to what's on the outside of the building.
Al's referring to some of the paintings on the front of the warehouse, paintings that predate the fire. The building had been an underground gathering and living space for artists for years. Sometime in 2016, shortly before the fire, someone painted the words Ghost Ship on the front wall and other artwork, including an ominous black and white skull rising from the window in a trail of smoke. The image was often featured in news coverage of the fire, and it's still there today.
I can say that it's time for it. I think the city maybe to step in and do something about doing something either with the exterior of the building or tear the building down completely, whichever. But I think it's offensive the way they have it currently with the skeleton painting on the front and the fence around it. You know, it's just, I think we got enough fences. I think that even the people that come to memorialize, if you will, I don't think they really want to see that skeleton on the side of the building.
When you stand at the shop counter and look across the street, the doorway creates a haunting frame around the bug-eyed black and white skull.
I think it's disgusting. I just don't think that it's appropriate to have that on there after the tragedy. And as for the folks that died, they should be remembered. And I think the artist community has tried to put their foot forward to try to get something going.
Al's right. Since the fire, Oakland's artist community has responded to the tragedy. After initial outpourings of grief and donations, Oakland's artists and activists sprung into action, creating DIY fire safety groups and challenging the city's broken code compliance system. And in February, a veteran aerosol artist painted a mural about 10 blocks away from the warehouse in honor of the victims who died in the fire. Norman Chuck, who goes by the moniker Vogue, didn't know any of the people who died personally. But as soon as he heard the news back in December, Vogue says he knew he had to paint something in their honor.
When it happened, I was sick. So I spent a lot of time sitting on the couch, like just going, man, I wish I could do something.
Weeks after the fire, through the serendipity of Oakland's tight-knit artist community, an opportunity presented itself.
I was painting another gig elsewhere in West Oakland, and one of the survivors actually was on the crew, film crew, that was taping me. My other partners that were with me realized, hey, he was on TV, So then one of them just bluntly asked him, like, hey, weren't you on TV for something? And he was like, yeah, I'm a ghost ship survivor. So, you know, we got to talk to a little about him. And then I told Sage, you got to get down here, like, today, like, right now. Talk to this guy, get some information. It'll help add to this, possibly.
Vogue called Sage Loring, a street art lover and curator known as Fuming Gorilla. Sage is the co-founder of Dragon School, a nonprofit that helps youth with street art making opportunities in Oakland's Chinatown. He also specializes in connecting muralists with business owners whose properties serve as canvases. For this project with Vogue, Sage says he took special care in consulting survivors and finding a site for the ghost ship mural.
The idea at first to do a dedication mural sounds wonderful, but because of the severity of what happened, the fire and all the people lost their lives, you don't want to approach that without being a little sensitive to the issue. So we got the feedback first and foremost of people that were directly affected. And then the next thing was, what's a good location? I didn't want it to be too close. I don't think that was the right approach. You don't want to have it on that site necessarily, but in the general area that represents where it happened.
The mural's location on East 12th Street is about 10 blocks from the Ghost Ship Warehouse. It's also not far from the 23rd Avenue rail yards where Vogue and other founding members of the TDK crew, or those damn kids as they were once known, crafted their art back in the 80s and 90s. Painting a mural that honors the next generation of Bay Area artists whose lives were cut short by the fire is a way for Vogue to give something back.
Even though I live in San Leandro, Oakland made and created me. They helped me. I was able to come here as a young teen, paint in the Oakland Fruitvale tracks when there was nothing. Like, everything was pushed there into that one particular area. And so for many years, that's where I kind of groomed myself. I mean, I'm in the point and position now. Before, I was like just one of these other kids running around the streets, and now, like, I feel like I have a bigger voice now.
During the weeks of sketching potential mural designs, Vogue considered input from ghost ship survivors, friends, and family. But it was Vogue's wife, Gloria Contreras, who most influenced the final design. A wooden ship in full sail, floating above clouds of smoke into a heavenly sunset, followed by 36 doves.
I wanted it to be more about healing. You know, like, you could look at it and you could actually feel it, maybe make every day a little better, know they're in a better place. Not something spiritual, not necessarily religious or gloomy, or, but yeah, something you could, that could help heal.
Gloria grew up in Fruitvale and still has family in the neighborhood. She didn't like how some of the early mural designs referenced the objects and art installations associated with the Ghost Ship Warehouse. Gloria thought the mural should be about the people, not the building where they died.
The fact that there's a dove representing each person. So that's, I think, was really important, to have each person count, to not just have a name, but to actually look at a dove and think, okay, they're together. They're in the same journey.
Actually, as while I was painting, like, people would come and stop, and I was on the lift a lot of the times. But I looked down, I remember seeing one lady in particular, and she was just like, that's so beautiful, and thanking me for doing it, but she was crying.
As time passes, the Fruitvale neighborhood is moving on, thanks in part to Vogue's memorial. But political fallout from the fire still hangs in the air all over Oakland. Gentrification was already impacting my community before the fire. My neighbors and I wonder, will luxury condos be built where the Ghost Ship Warehouse once stood? Will it become housing for artists again? What changes will the future bring? In Oakland, I'm Kat Ferreira for Cross Currents.